Listen, he said one afternoon in the library,
you have to read a book 3 times before you know it. The first time, you read it for the story, the plot, the movement from scene to scene that gives the book its momentum, its rhythm. It's like riding a raft down a river. You're just paying attention to the currents. Do you understand that?
Not at all, I said.
Yes, you do, he said.
Okay, I do, I said.
I really didn't, but Gordy believed in me. He wouldn't let me give up. The second time you read a book, you read it for its history, for its knowledge of history. You think about the meaning of each word and where that word came from. I mean, you read a novel that has the word spam in it, and you know where that word comes from, right?
Spam is junk email, I said.
Yes, that's what it is. But who invented the word? Who first used it? And how has the meaning of the word changed since it was first used?
I don't know, I said.
Well, you have to look all that up. If you don't treat each word that seriously, then you're not treating the novel seriously.
I thought about my sister in Montana. Maybe romance novels were absolutely serious business. My sister certainly thought they were. I suddenly understood that if every moment of a book should be taken seriously, then every moment of a life should be taken seriously as well.
I draw cartoons, I said.
What's your point? Gordy asked.
I take them seriously. I use them to understand the world. I use them to make fun of the world, to make fun of people, and sometimes I draw people because they're my friends and family, and I want to honor them.
So you take your cartoons as seriously as you take books?
Yeah, I do, I said.
It's kind of pathetic, isn't it?
No, not at all, Gordy said. If you're good at it, and you love it, and it helps you navigate the river of the world, then it can't be wrong.
Wow, this dude was a poet.
My cartoons weren't just good for giggles. They were also good for poetry. Funny poetry, but poetry nonetheless. It was seriously funny stuff.
But don't take anything too seriously either, Gordy said.
The little dork could read minds, too. He was like some kind of Star Wars alien creature with invisible tentacles that sucked your thoughts out of your brain.
You read a book for the story, for each of its words, Gordy said, and you draw your cartoons for this story, for each of the words and images, and yeah, you need to take that seriously.
But you should also read and draw, because really good books and cartoons give you a boner.
I was shocked.
Did you just say books should give me a boner?
Yes, I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Don't you get excited about books?
I don't think you're supposed to get that excited about books.
You should get a boner. You have to get a boner, Gordy shouted. Come on.